If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror...
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And I think even so far, after all these years of success, I think we are the only nationally syndicated show on successful aging. Yeah, I know there are plenty of shows about medicine, there are plenty of shows about money, but this is a little different. This is about being a success in the last 40 years. 40 years. It used to be after retirement, it was 8 years. Before that, during Social Security time, it was 3 years after retirement you were expected to still be kicking around. Then, possibly 40. And today we're going to speak to, I think, one of the guests that have the most interesting topics we have ever presented. It's Dr. Joseph Weiss, a clinical professor of medicine at the Division of Gastroenterology, Department of Medicine at the University of California in San Diego. He said he lost a little sleep today. And so much more. He is an author. He is a lecturer. His background is varied and fascinating, graduating from Wayne State University School of Medicine, originally in undergrad, majoring in medieval literature. Well, wait till you hear some of his books, some of his stories. But for those of you who want to get right to the jugular, get your pencil and paper and just write down smartaskbooks.com. SmartAsk, that's A-S-K books. com, where you can read some of the information on his book, some of the articles, and learn how you can get him, perhaps, for your organization to speak. So thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Weiss.
My pleasure, Adrienne. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So I'm going to start with a sticky subject, because that is the subject of immortality. The quest for immortality is the name of one of your presentations. What do you exactly mean by immortality?
Well, immortality is... just by description, the ability to have a long life. But I would suggest to you that immortality, or being able to stay on this planet for an extended period of time or indefinitely, is not as important as vitality that goes along with that quest. So we have a quest not only for immortality as a people, as a species, as a society, but as individuals as well. Most people want to live long. But they also want to live well. If you don't have the vitality, what's the point of being on the planet long? And if you do have the vitality, if you feel vibrant, youthful, and you are stimulated and have interesting things to do or be with and causes that you're passionate about, having an extended lifespan is attractive. And if you go back over history, there's always been this quest for the fountain of youth, going back to the time of the explorers and finding the mysterious elixir that allows us to have a long life.
If you, call the show, the subcategory of the show is the Fountain of Truth. And I get to hang out with a lot of people in the field of aging, and some of them are true immortalists. They believe we can live forever, and way beyond even the biblical 120 years. But I have to tell you the truth. When I meet them, what they're usually doing is under-eating. And they look to me like they're going to keel over any minute. And I want my pie. So, doctor, how do you live that long life? And what do you tell people? And what are some of the books at Smart Ask books.com that they can read, that they can absorb, that's realistic for your life. I just do not want to live on 100 calories a day.
I agree with you. In fact, there are many approaches to extending lifespan, and one of them is, as you're describing, caloric restriction. And there have been books written about restricting calories and having an extended life. And in the animal world, they have done experiments with various animals, and indeed, you can extend lifespan by about 10%. However, my own bias, if you take a look at a plate with a single piece of food on it, you know what? You may think that you're living longer, but it's because you're starving, and that's why time seems to stretch out. I'm not in favor of caloric restriction as a lifestyle either. It does make sense not to become obese or overweight, and that degree of caloric restriction does have some value, does have some rationale. But when it comes to longevity, it's very interesting. And when you meet these folks, and there are some exceptional scientists and researchers doing work on aging and longevity.
Aubrey de Grey, I've had a in his institute, and so on. There are
those who are passionate, believing that we really can become literally immortal. But I want to share with you, there is a logic behind that. There is a science to aging, which is exploring the nuances of aging in various species. And as you're probably, and the audience is probably aware, lifespans are variable on this planet. Let me step back for just a moment to share with you the belief is that every living organism on planet Earth is distantly related. We all arose through the evolutionary process from the, what is called LUCA, L-U-C-A, last uniform common ancestor. This is billions of years ago, a unicellular organism, and over the billions of years of life on planet Earth, life has evolved. But if you take a look at the new advances in genomics and being able to identify the gene sequencing of individuals, you remember from the Human Genome Project to other animals, we have found, or science has found, that even the most primitive life form is directly related to the human of today. We share about 20 to 30% of our genes with the most primitive life form on the planet. So if you look at it and say we're all related, it's intriguing to find out that immortality already exists on the planet. There are various species of life on planet Earth which have physical immortality. So there are plants that are literally hundreds of thousands of years old, and they are residing on our planet. You may think, well, that's strange, isn't it? But it's not so strange. And if you take a look at the redwood tree that may live for 1,000 years or more, that's not the oldest species on the planet. The oldest species are literally those that are immortal. Now, being immortal does not mean that you're going to live forever. You can be perfectly vibrant, but if another individual or animal or species comes along and decides that you look appealing and appetizing and they're going to have you for dinner, well, that was the end of your immortality span. So life doesn't necessarily
situational death as opposed to physical.
Absolutely. Now, one of the more intriguing findings has been developed over at the Salk Institute here in the San Diego area where I'm based in La Jolla. Dr. Sidney Brenner, who won the Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine a number of years ago, he was working with an animal species, a roundworm. It's got an attractive name. It's called Canorabidus elegans, not to bore you with it, but I thought that's a nice-sounding name for a species.
Very lyrical for a worm.
It is, indeed. And it's an amazing little worm, and that's why it's such a bedrock of advances in science now, because it has only about 1,000 cells, and scientists know its entire genomic sequence. They know what every cell does, and the worm is transparent, so they can see everything as it ages. They have found that by manipulating one single gene, they're able to extend the lifespan of the worm tenfold. And it just so happens humans have the identical gene. We have that same gene, and it is possible to manipulate that gene in humans. And there are some people on the planet already who are happy to take a prescription drug which works on that gene, and they're hoping that instead of living to 100, they're going to live to 1,000. Well, we haven't had the time to see if that's going to work or pan out just yet, but there are other approaches, other ways besides manipulation of that single gene to expand lifespan. And in terms of wanting to live a long and healthy life, the one thing that I would suggest to the audience is, and this is in a single word, exercise. And I would suggest not only exercise physically, but exercise your brain, your intellect, your interest as well. By staying physically active, you actually prolong your life, and you also have enhanced vitality. And some of the audience may be aware of some of the other news that has come about in the world of aging related to telomeres. For those who have not heard of telomeres, telomeres are the ends of the chromosomes. They act like the caplet of a shoelace to keep the shoelace from unraveling. The caplets at the end of a chromosome keep the DNA of the chromosome, the nucleic acids and materials that transmit the genetic information to the next generation and to the next cell as it divides and maintains its lifespan. It keeps it intact. And Elizabeth Blackburn, who happens to be the new president at the Salk Institute, developed and has become a Nobel laureate because of her work with telomeres, and they have found that the length of the telomeres is directly related to the lifespan. In fact, it's a biological marker which is available now, and you can tell what your biological age is by measuring telomere length and what's called telomerase activity.
And doctor, you know, we've had a lot of discussions here on telomeres and lengthening of telomeres, but I was fascinated. I went to the Buck Institute, and not too far from you guys, and watched the worm research being done and the issue of how to lengthen the telomeres. But one of the things that you just mentioned, you said exercise. We have simple ideas. Good nutrition, which we're going to talk about with you on our next segment. Exercise, which you already mentioned. A cognitive health and fitness, which we also think is part of successful aging. And simple things like keeping good relationships and not being isolated. These are still all of the things that help us live longer. Simple. But science is telling us that it's real. We shall be back. Don't you guys go anywhere.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. warranty. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate.
And hello, hello, hello once again. And we are continuing with one of our most fascinating guests, I think, of all time. Whether you're talking about telomeres, whether you're talking about immortality, whether you're talking about the new research, cutting-edge research, you want to listen to Dr. Joseph Weiss. He's a clinical professor of medicine at the University of Gastroenterology. You think that's easy to say? Department of Medicine at the University of California in San Diego, and so much more. Now, I know you're fascinated by what he has to say, and you'd like to hear more. So there's a very simple website for you to go to. Simply go to www.smartaskbooks.com. And just the name of his website, you can see that he's a pretty funny guy, smartaskbooks.com, where you can read about the quest for immortality, which we just discussed, digestion, nutrition, genes, microbes, and the brain. So, but I want to go, Dr. Weiss, to, you know, you are a leader in the field of gastroenterology. I'm not so sure people know what that is. So let's just explain what that discipline is.
That's
and then talk
mouthful.
A little bit about gut feelings.
You bet. It's quite a mouthful to say gastroenterology. In fact, I nearly had to choose a different field because it's a long word and complicated. So gastroenterology is the fancy way of talking about the digestive tract, digestive system. Gastro, typically, if you look back at the Greek and Latin origins, means stomach. Entero has to do with the small intestine. Ology is the science or knowledge. So gastroenterology is digestive disorders. My first name is Joseph, and because I'm a gastroenterologist with the first name of Joseph, sometimes my nickname is G.I. Joe. Sort of a misnomer for those who think that I'm the soldier, so I'm the gastroenterologist. But it's a very popular field in that the majority of the population has some digestive issues, some concerns. It's a very, very common concern because the digestive tract is necessary for life. In fact, many people believe, and if you go back even to Hippocrates 2,500 years ago, that all disease begins in the gut. The gut is vital to make sure that you have the nutrition that you have to maintain a vibrant, vital, and long life. So it's a fascinating field, somewhat Freudian to go into it. It certainly is not something that would be a very popular field if you thought about the areas of the body you're dealing with. But my bias is that, guess what? We're all human, and even if it's an area that you don't necessarily want to talk about, it's curious, interesting. And there is a lot to learn, a lot to know about the gut. And it's made the news recently because of one of the major advances, understanding what's called the gut microbiome. Microbiome is another fancy long word. This simply means the life forms that are invisible to the naked eye.
And they are all around us, and they are actually inside of us as well. It is now believed that the gut microbiome is playing a major role, not just in digestive health, but in overall health and wellness. Many conditions that were always thought to be related to other organs are now thought and believed to originate in the gut. Let me give you one example. Alzheimer's disease is now believed to begin in the gut and is related to the gut microbiome, the microbes that live within the bowel. If you think about the number of microbes that live within the bowel, it is an astronomical number. It is over 300 trillion organisms. If you consider a human being as being a large organism, which we are actually a community of various organisms. We are about 10% human cells, 90% microbial cells. If you go by gene count, the gene counts themselves are such that we are less than 1% human, 99% microbes. Now, I mentioned in the earlier segment that we are all related to each other, all the life forms on the planet,
yes.
And we share between 20 to 30% of our genes. What most people don't realize is that the genetic information is all written in a universal language, the universal language of DNA. There are only four letters in the base pairs that make up the DNA alphabet. The chromosomes are long, about 3 billion units long, each unit being one of those four letters. Genes can be anywhere from dozens to hundreds of those base letters long. That's the message of the gene. But it's a universal language, so the gene from one organism can be listened to, interpreted, acted upon by another organism. And what's really fascinating about science is that they have now discovered that the genes of the microbes that live within us can influence our health and behavior and have a
You also say that it influences our mood and our brain, and that the gut is related. Now, you mentioned Alzheimer's, so that is one example. But there's probably more examples of how the gut and the brain are related, and you do have, you make presentations on that. You have material on that at smartaskbooks.com. But what is that relationship? I don't think we think about a fuzzy mind being caused by something that is happening in our gut.
Well, if you think about it, the concept of the fuzzy mind is an interesting phrase to use. And I'm sure that you and the audience are aware that over the centuries and millennia of human activity on the planet, we have discovered some plants that have psychoactive potential, whether it's hallucinogenic plants or now with the legalization of marijuana in our country, for those who enjoy tobacco products, those who enjoy alcohol. There are many products that we have access to, and if you think about them, they arise from another life form. They're one of their products or metabolites, and they influence our mood and behavior. They are universally acclaimed, and some people say, well, we need to have these products to be in the proper mood and proper frame of mind. You mentioned, and I mentioned earlier, Alzheimer's. Parkinson's is just one other example where the gut is thought to be the origin. And the audience may be curious to know that Parkinson's is now believed to arise in the gut. And in fact, if one is having a screening colonoscopy to look for colon polyps and to hopefully identify anything that might become malignant and have it removed before it ever becomes a cancer of the colon, since cancer of the colon is a major health concern and it is preventable, it can be screened for, when they do the colonoscopy, if they were to take random biopsies of the colon and look closely, they can look for what are called Lewy bodies. Lewy bodies are associated with Parkinson's disease. They can diagnose Parkinson's 20 years before the first tremor shows any clinical signs of Parkinson's developing. Because the colon, which harbors a large portion of the gut microbiome, is the first area that the gut microbiome influences. It leads to these Lewy bodies, and later, years or decades later, it has advanced to the brain and causes Lewy bodies in the brain, and then Parkinson's disease develops. So the latest now is that Parkinson's and other neurologic conditions and other inflammatory conditions arise in the gut and travel elsewhere through the body.
Now, you know, we're going to sadly go into only our third segment, and that means we'll be finished when we do that. And boy, there's so much more to know. What we're going to talk about in a moment is what you can do about your own nutrition and your own gut.
Yeah.
And then after that, in our last segment, we're going to just round this up for you because there is so much going on in this field of anti-aging medicine. And, of course, a doctor knows all about it. One of the things that I want to remind you of, though, is a wonderful biblical quote, "Without bread there is no learning." So even the Bible makes that connection. We'll be back in a moment.
Well, that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble. I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Love it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy.
And hello, 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 and this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, I would just want to mention to everybody that we have a website, generationboldradio.com, and, you know, with the wonderful experts we have, which I think you can hear almost nowhere else on a radio show, like our current guest, Dr. Joseph Weiss, they have wonderful websites. We'll talk about that in a moment. Books, articles, opportunities to be heard as they lecture all over the country. And every single Wednesday after our broadcast, we post not only an archive of the show, but information, articles, logos, websites. And if you are interested in all of these wonderful things, because really, the depth of knowledge is enormous here. And with Dr. Weiss, as with most or all of our guests, really, you're going to want to know more. So please go to generationboldradio.com. So if you didn't have a chance to write something down and you didn't get a chance to write down the website, we'll talk about that in a moment, you can always see it there, and it's archived forever. The second thing for you to know is that you don't have to be near a radio. You can listen to the show online at generationboldradio.com or on your smartphone. All you have to do is free. Put in the app, the Biz Talk Radio app. How do you do it? It's right on the website. You'll learn exactly how to do that by going to generationboldradio.com. So let's talk a little bit, G.I. Joe, about smartassbooks.com, because I really do want the continuity here. What will they find if they go to that website?
Well, smartassbooks.com is a play on words, obviously, so it's
yes.
Smart questions,
I encourage
people to ask questions and question everything. When it comes to the health sciences, there is a lot of information out there, and what I like to do on my website and my books and programs and articles is to encourage and stimulate the audience to realize what an amazing, fascinating world it is out there, and we do not have all the answers, but we're learning, and the more we learn, the more knowledge we have, the more questions we can ask. I like to have the information available to the audience, but not only information that is interesting and stimulating, but entertaining as well. It's a phrase called edutainment. And I believe in the value of having some degree of humor, on-point humor, along with useful, valuable, practical information. My focus is on digestive disorders, gastroenterology, but my interests are very broad, very, very wide. So we cover a lot of ground. When it comes to the topic of digestive health, there is a lot of information to share. So on that website, there is a whole series of books I've written. I also have a strong belief in the importance of you
humor and laughter as a health modality benefit, and it is important. So I've written a number of books and have a friend who is a nationally syndicated cartoonist. He's fantastic, and the cartoons as well are enjoyable. So lots of information, everything ranging from the scoop on poop, flush with knowledge, all about the gut microbiome and digestion and health, to Air is Human, all about intestinal gas. There is a variety of material there that people would find of interest. On the practical side and hopefully life-extending side, there are a number of op-ed pieces that I've written with co-authors, including Deepak Chopra, dealing with the importance of advocacy and being careful when it comes to dealing with our healthcare system. In the United States in particular, but just healthcare in general, we do need someone with us who can help us navigate through a complex and challenging healthcare system.
Now, so we talk about self-advocacy all the time, but, you know, in real life, if you're lying in that bed and there's an IV, your ability to self-advocate is very, very limited, and you need it. I have seen the difference between life and death with
Absolutely.
People who have advocates and people who don't.
Now, I've been there myself, and it's critically important, Adrian, and for the audience to recognize that, yes, you should be a self-advocate. You need to be a self-advocate, but you also have to have a surrogate available to help you when you are not able to make those decisions and ask those questions. So it is critically important to have an advocate.
And I will say that for those of you who listened to last week's show, we had the Ann Tomlinson, who's the head of daughterhood.org, how to be a good advocate for your older parent. And it's not just daughters, but it happens to be named daughterhood. So you see, everything we talk about on the show is related.
Yes.
But during the break, I asked Dr. Weiss if it would be okay to ask him about leaky gut and why. Because I have had people on this show that say it's so important, you must check it, know it, and do something about it. And other people, just as prestigious, say, what are you talking about? It's no such thing. It's a fad. They're trying to sell you something. What's your take on this thing called leaky gut?
Well, leaky gut is an interesting and controversial topic, and there are people in the specialty who do not believe it exists. I do believe it exists, and there is a logic and rationale behind that belief. We mentioned about the microbiome earlier, about how there are hundreds of trillions of microbes that live within us. They are critically important to our health and wellness. The gut, if you think about it, is not really an internal organ. I know that sounds strange, but the gut is a long, hollow tube that goes from the mouth to the anus, from one end to the other. It's about 35 feet long. What travels through that long tunnel is still outside of the body until it's absorbed through the gastrointestinal tract wall. Until it's absorbed, it is the external environment. And the audience may be curious to know, well, if it's external, that is a tunnel going through my body, how do I get protected from what's outside coming in? Which is where your immune system comes in and plays a major role. And over 95% of the entire immune system within the human body resides in the gut, because that is the area where we have the greatest contact with the external environment. As cells are next to each other in the cell wall, there is no gap between them. It's a solid barrier. Nothing gets through without going through the cell itself. It has to be absorbed by the cell, and then it enters the bloodstream. Leaky gut is believed to occur when the gap between the cells, which normally does not exist, widens and becomes a channel for material from the external environment, from the gut, to bypass the absorption and the screening of the immune system to enter into the body itself. It's that gap that's considered to be leaky, and the gut is leaking antigens, pathogens, other material that should be going through the immune system barrier, sort of a border checkpoint before it comes in. Now, there are many microbes that are believed to be playing a role in health, and it used to be thought that the gut had about 20 or 30 different species, individual types of microbes to live within the gut. Science has now found, as is usual, that we underestimated. We made a slight mistake in the numbers. It's not several dozen. It's tens of thousands of different species of microbes that live within the gut. When you talk about microbes, people may recognize, well, I know, I heard of that microbe, say Salmonella typhi or Staphylococcus aureus, catchy names, the genus and species of
an
individual.
That's what people have been diagnosed with. Those are the names
right.
You know.
Exactly right. And those microbes are called pathogens. We do know that they can cause a specific disease. But what's fascinating is that there are hundreds of thousands of species that are yet to be identified. We know they exist. We know they're there. We don't know what they are. They don't even have names yet, and we don't know what they do. And the belief is that some of these microbes may be contributing to the leaky gut, allowing the influx of material that should be resisted, that should have to go through a barrier of the immune system and are bypassing that and causing symptoms and disorder. So it's an area of controversy.
I mean, you have colonoscopies, you have endoscopes and so on. Is there a test that you think is reliable for somebody?
There are no definitive tests yet. And there are some people who like to use biological markers to see if the level of certain products are found. But let me share with you just one really interesting insight that I found absolutely fascinating. And it's been only recently with the technology developed to do gene sequencing. You remember with the Human Genome Project a number of years ago, 10 years and $10 billion, now they can do the whole human genome sequence for an individual for under $1,000 and in under an hour. So they're doing all sorts of studies now looking at genomics. One of the most interesting was taking blood specimens and looking to see what is circulating in the blood and where are those metabolites or products coming from. The staggering finding was that 25 to 30% of all of the metabolites circulating through the blood, neurotransmitters, hormones, chemicals, products, etc., up to 30% were not of human origin. They originated
are getting to the end of our segment, and we're going to come back with that startling fact, see what it might mean to us, because the more we learn, you're right, the more confused we get. We have simple things like, you know, eat green vegetables and you'll feel better. But is it so when there's so much that we don't know? And we'll see if we can get on track a little bit with your concepts of nutrition and what you tell your own patients when they come if they have some gastrointestinal issues. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't you guys go anywhere. We're going to improve your successful aging ratio.
Well, that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate. For my age, da, da, da.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and sadly, we are on our last segment with G.I. Joe, Dr. Joseph Weiss. And he is not just an expert in gastroenterology, his specialty, but also in issues of the quest for immortality, being an advocate for somebody else, for their own health care. Usually it'll be an older parent. We talk to so many caregivers on this show, so you know just what he means by that. And that's just scratching the surface. Even the importance of humor in your own longevity. What we have discovered, though, and really he brings it home, Dr. Joseph Weiss brings it home, is that as we learn more, things get more complicated. Successful aging 5 or 6 years ago was me screaming, exercise, eat right, have social contact, and have a great life purpose. And that was supposed to be radical. But now you're hearing the microbes that we're learning about, the fact that there's a connection between Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and the gut, what it really means to have an immune system that works for you, the genome, all that we know is becoming more and more wonderful, helping us, but also sometimes confusing us. So if you'd like to get a little bit less confused, you can go to smartaskbooks.com, read some of the material that Dr. Weiss has. And now I'm going to ask him, You know, we are confused about what we eat. It gets worse and worse as we know more and more. So what do you tell your patients actually to do? And you did mention probiotics. I try to have a yogurt every day, but I don't know if that's enough or if it's the right thing. So what's the scoop here?
Well, the scoop is that it is a confusing issue, and it has to be designed for the individual. When you look at the studies and the advances and the suggestions and the diets that have been promulgated, they're based on populations. They're based on groups of people and averaging. No one individual is average. Everyone is unique. We have our own unique genomics, our own unique exposure and history and needs. When it comes to nutrition, it's important, obviously, to have a variety of foods. The greater the diversity of your diet, the belief is that the healthier it is for you. When it comes to the type of diet to be on, in general, a pesco-vegetarian diet, being a vegetarian with seafood added, is thought to be the diet longest associated with longevity and overall health.
Yay, that's my diet, doctor.
No, it's a great diet and a very attractive diet.
I told my kids
diet.
I was a fishitarian, but they thought it was funny, and they explained
that's
to me that
one.
I was a pescatarian, but I wasn't
that's
that fancy.
And there's also the flexitarian, which is to be flexible and have a variety of foods. So the greater the diversity, the belief is, the better. And as you know from the blue zones and the like,
right,
the pesco-vegetarian diet really has been the most beneficial. We talked about briefly the microbiome and the millions and billions of organisms that live within us. The belief is that the greater the diversity of your microbiome, the better as well. So when it comes to probiotics, all that means is having a population of microbes that are beneficial, that are helpful for your health. It's important to have a variety of foods. When it comes to probiotics, it's an amazing marketplace out there, and unfortunately, it is being advanced and promoted without much science behind it. So my own bias is I would shy away from the commercially prepared probiotics, which are trying to convince you to take billions of units of their microbes in large quantities for the rest of your life. Very, very beneficial for the companies that sell them.
Right.
Very little evidence for the individual who consumes them. So, yes, probiotics do make sense, but we don't know specifically what microbe for each individual. So I would go back to the basics. Go with the foods that have been around the longest, and that typically are fermented foods such as yogurt, sauerkraut, kimchi, kombucha. The more and the greater the diversity, the better. If you're going to have yogurt, which is good and important, and things like kefir and fermented foods, go with those that have the live active organisms in the refrigerated section. You don't want is the pasteurized variety where there are no microbes, there are no probiotics. So the greater the diversity of your diet, the better. Pesco-vegetarian would be the way to go. Green leafy vegetables for protecting your brain and preventing Alzheimer's. There's lots you can do, and you can have a very colorful and attractive diet. And by the way, color is important. The greater variety of colors and richer colors, the more antioxidants, again, associated with longevity and vitality. So there's lots one can do and enjoy in their diet.
Now, one of the things that that we have with great complexity, and people who write to me to our website, we have a part of our website is called Ask Adrian, is the diabetes. They have diabetes, and with diabetes comes no sugar in order to be controlled, and many, many other things that make eating more complicated. And so for those of you who have those issues, it's not that I have the answers to it, but you can see the depth of the research and expertise of our guests. Don't forget to go to our website and say, this is something I'd like to know a little bit more about. But I want to throw this at the end of our show. We have a couple of minutes left. I have a personal problem, and that is I take electrolytes because I'm a long-distance walker, and it's very important. And I ended up with a potassium issue. So here's my question to you. It's nothing to do with my personal situation. I cannot find a electrolyte powder with no potassium. What does the doctor say to me? Well, go to Thailand. If you go to Thailand, they compound things for you individually. Okay, great. Are we going to be coming to that, do you think, where there will be these individual compound pharmacies and not one pill for all or one type of probiotic for all? Or are we not up to that yet in our medical culture?
We're not there yet, but we are approaching that. And it has a name. It's called precision medicine, personalized medicine. And it's beginning to be seen in cancer care, where one is able to analyze the genes and be very specific about what should be the appropriate therapy for this individual. And you're absolutely right. We are each unique individuals, and the way the pharmaceutical industry and the nutritional industry is designed right now is not to address the individual, but to address populations. Here's what's good for most people, and since you're most people, you're average. You're not average, you're unique. At some point in the future, we will be there, including individual prescribed probiotics. We're not there yet, and it's going to take some time. So my own suggestion is each person should recognize their own uniqueness and become their own Sherlock Holmes. Sometimes it takes trial and error to find the right foods, the right products, the right prescription for you. When you're taking a prescription medicine, recognize, yes, it may be what's advised for the general population, but you are unique. It may not be right for you. And you have to be your own advocate. Again, self-advocacy and question. Always look for and find what's right for you as an individual.
So this is a perfect time for us to tell everybody and thank everybody for listening. Tell people about our show. And you know what I always say every week? Get out there, kids, and make it happen.
I'm inappropriate.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,